On the basketball court, Manute Bol was the big man, or should we say the tall man, in the middle. At 7'7", the center from Sudan was once the NBA's tallest player. Many people may remember him from his days on the court. Well, not so well known might be his tireless commitment to helping other Sudanese people. He still draws a crowd, but on a smaller scale, in his adopted home of Olathe, Kansas. Yes, Kansas. And he joins us now by phone to talk about his community there and the one in his troubled homeland in Sudan that he and others are trying to help. Manute Bol, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes, well, you know, a lot of people might think of Olathe, Kansas as a strange place for a basketball star to retire. So why did you choose to go there?
Oh, I got a lot of people. You know, Kansas got a lot of good players. You know, Danny Manny graduated here, Paul Pierce, and those guys, they went to school here and they're playing the NBA. But, I got a lot of people from Southern Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I got a lot of cousins here. I got three sisters that live here. I got a lot of my hometown people live around here. So it's a big community. You know, that's the reason why I want to move down here and live with them. And, you know, we can work out the thing back in Southern Sudan and also in Darfur.
Well, I want to talk to you about that a little bit. But first, I wanted to ask you something a little bit more personal. I wanted to ask you about your health. You've gone through quite an ordeal since you left the basketball court professionally, were injured in a severe car accident a few years back. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing better than before. 3 years ago, I was very bad, very bad car accident.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a coma for 1 month, and I was in a hospital for 6 months. And I'm doing with it. You know, I'm doing better now, but I still live with a pain, you know.
All right. I wanted to know a little bit more about Southern Sudan and where you're from and the cultural differences in that part of the country. Since we hear so much these days about Darfur, what about your area? What's that like?
In my area, people forget, you know, what happened in Southern Sudan. People are still struggling now. They need development.
Mm-hmm.
Then the war started in 1983. There's been no education, no development, no health care. And people have been fighting almost 20 years. You know, Darfur is a part of Sudan. Even our government in Southern Sudan, they wanted something to be done in Darfur, you know.
Yes.
Because if you have a peace in Darfur, all Sudan become peaceable. I don't want that Darfurian to be forgotten like what they did to us. We were telling people that what's going on in Sudan, hey, what's going on in Sudan is genocide.
So you're saying that the U.S. should have been much more involved with Africa.
Exactly. You know, right now, international community, they were saying that, you know, what's going on. Even George Bush said that what's going on in Darfur is genocide. And this is what happened in Southern Sudan before. It was genocide, slavery, and everything. And people was going to kill the same way they did in Darfur.
You've mentioned a number of things that you thought were needed in your homeland. You made a lot of money playing in the NBA, and you spent most of it, if not all, supporting people in your homeland. Out of the things that you mentioned that are needed, what's the biggest need you think needs to be addressed?
The bigger problem now, you know, is education, health care, road, and electricity. The government we have right now is a unity government. To until year 2008,
mm-hmm.
People are going to vote. You know, see, we win unity or separation. But right now, nothing can go to Southern Sudan because Sudan's still in terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they want. And nothing been done. Nothing been done in Southern Sudan to until now. So you cannot give anything to Southern Sudan without, you know, going through the Sudan.
Right, so it's difficult.
We have a problem.
Yeah, it's very difficult. Well, let me take you back to basketball because you played for a handful of teams in the United States, and that's a lot of travel. I'm sure it's nice to stay in one place for a while. I was wondering if you miss playing for the NBA.
Oh, no, I don't miss it that much, you know, because I watch it now. NBA give me a life, a good life, and I'm still now, they're still supporting me, you know, when I came back from, you know, from Sudan, the NBA legend, you know, they helped me out. So I'm a part of NBA, and I love it. I love to watch it, and I'm enjoying it, you know, because I have a good time, you know, doing that time when I was playing.
All right. Well,
thank you so much.
Thank you. Manute Bol, former NBA star and activist for peace in Sudan. He joined us by phone from Olathe, Kansas.